My guest at this time is Michigan Congressman Dan Benishak. For many years, he worked as a surgeon at a veterans hospital in his district. He is now a member of the House Veterans Affairs Committee and is chairman of the Health Subcommittee. We want to get his reaction to a recent Inspector General's report showing hundreds of thousands of veterans waiting many months or even years just to get enrolled in the VA system, and more than 300,000 vets died while waiting for entrance to the system. Congressman, thanks very much for your time today.
Yeah, happy to be on with you. You know, this is a report that came out from the Inspector General simply because our committee asked for it. And now the VA's own Inspector General is admitting the fact that 800,000 records were stalled in their system for managing health care enrollment.
Last year, of course, the scandal was insanely long wait times for veterans to get medical care and the VA cooking the books in some circumstances to make it look like their appointments were getting scheduled more quickly than they actually were. Now it's a nightmare, as you just said, 800,000 vets just to get into the system, 300,000 died waiting. What's the explanation here?
Well, you know, that's the whole problem we have, Greg, with dealing with the VA. You know, as our committee asked the secretary, what can we do to make the VA more efficient? And he said, well, you can give me, more power to remove employees. We can give more choices for veterans where to get their health care. And we gave them just that. And, we're still having trouble getting the facts out of the VA. You know, that's why I sponsored two accountability bills that passed the House to make sure that we have the data to make good decisions. And, you know, if they would just tell us what they need, we've been more than happy to increase their budget, give the secretary more power, do whatever it takes to get this fixed. But unfortunately, the administration just keeps, stalling, and then we have to have these reports come out that continue to make the VA look bad. And really, it's up to the American people to put enough pressure on the administration to make some real change in the VA.
We're talking with Michigan Congressman Dan Benishak, represents the state's first congressional district, which is the Upper Peninsula and the northern part of the Lower Peninsula of the state, a member of the House Veterans Affairs Committee and chairman of the Health Subcommittee. Sir, there's basically three different takeaways, depending on who you talk to, from this report. As you mentioned, the VA takeaway seems to be more in the budget, more power to take certain actions. Others say, look, this is a huge bureaucracy that was badly messed up. It's like trying to turn around a huge ship. It can't be done that fast. Others say this is proof that government-run health care in a bureaucracy this huge just doesn't work. Where do you come down on this?
Well, to tell you the truth, I'm disappointed that the secretary hasn't done more in the year, over a year he's been there. And I understand, difficult to get things moving in government, but really he needs to make some dramatic steps to get this ship turned around, as you say, but I don't know that it's actually turning around. I mean, just a month ago, just before we left for our break, they told us they were $3 billion over budget and they're providing health care for veterans, and they didn't even know it because they had, quote, old software. I mean, this kind of mismanagement, it just can't be tolerated anymore, and we need to put a stop to it.
I know it's tough to give a full diagnosis since you're not getting the information you think you need from the VA, but based on what you do know, what are the steps you think the secretary and the president perhaps even need to be taking here to really take this seriously and to improve the system so we don't have hundreds of thousands of vets basically languishing just to get in the system?
The choice bill that we passed last year also had a provision that demanded a independent assessment of the VA's practice. They're going to be coming out with their report here shortly. I've read the executive summary. I think they've got a lot of positive ideas, and I think I'm willing to enact them. I just want to be sure that the administration is willing to enact them. We have a long way to go with the VA. I'm committed to continue to work on the project. I mean, we just need to continue to investigate. The problem really lies is if we can have the facts, if we had the data, and we can make better decisions. And the VA has been unforthcoming to provide that data to us. So I think of it as really the administration needs to get, up front and center, and the president really should make this a priority. I mean, he did appoint a new guy a year ago, but there's been no talk from the president about what's happening here with this latest report from the IG. We need to make sure the administration puts this problem on the front burner.
What are some of those changes, those things you'd like to enact that you mentioned a moment ago?
Well, I mean, I'll give you a really great example is that, for example, the Department of Defense and the Department of Veteran Affairs do not communicate. I mean, the medical record of an active duty service member is not in the record of in the VA department. Why shouldn't that be a smooth transition? Why aren't there more communication between the Department of Defense and the VA so that the VA knows where the veteran is as soon as he's discharged, that there's an outreach program for the new veteran? Why is it so much difficult for the veteran to get his medical records into the VA from his DOD? That's a huge step forward. And that, you know, we've worked with the Department of Defense and with the VA department in the past, and both of the secretaries were in front of me in a committee saying, well, we're going to get this done. We spent $3 billion on making it happen, and nothing happened. We really need to hold this administration accountable for the ideas that have been put forth, and that's a straightforward, easy thing to do, I think, is to make the DOD record and the VA record one and the same, so that the VA has the information that they need of where the veteran's going, what is the problems the veteran had while he was an active duty member, why do they have to, like, reapply, take months to get their information to the Department of VA when the DOD already has this information. You know, that just doesn't make any sense at all, and that was the thing that really struck me as the best recommendation from this committee.
Couple minutes left with our conversation with Michigan Congressman Dan Benishek. Sir, a few minutes ago you mentioned the CHOICE program, which was part of the reform bill last year, that essentially allows vets to seek care in the private sector, but the government obviously still pays for the health care for those who serve the country. What kind of feedback have you gotten so far on that program? How well is it working? Is it worth expanding at all?
Well, you know, it hasn't been working that well because the VA has had a hard time signing up providers for it. I've had veterans complain to me that it hasn't been working for them in all cases. I've had other veterans tell me that, it's working okay. So there's been mixed reports. That's one of the problems in the VA is that depending on where you are in the country, there's different performance of the VA, and there's not a standardized performance nationwide. And, that's just one of the things. If you've been to one VA hospital, you've been to one VA hospital. Why aren't the same performance levels there? And we should be allowing, innovation to occur at the hospital level. In my district, we have a good VA hospital director. He's been working with us well, solves the problems that we bring to his attention. That should be going on, all over the country, and the best practices shared with other VAs. That doesn't happen now.
And finally, sir, what data have you gotten from the VA about whether the issue that arose last year has gotten any better about wait times for vets? It should take no more than 2 weeks. What are you hearing now about wait times?
Well, in my district, as I say, we have a good director, and they're really working hard on it, but it's still, the data is not forthcoming. The problem is that they keep saying, well, we're working on it, and then like what happened last year, you heard about it, that all the numbers were cooked. So it's hard to trust what we get out of them. And frankly, that's a continued problem, and until I see some improvement there, I'm going to be continuing to hammer on them to make faster improvements.
A big problem, and it makes it even tougher when you don't think you can trust them. Congressman, thank you very much for your time today.
I appreciate you having me on, Greg, man. Have a good day.
You too, sir. Michigan Republican Congressman Dan Benishek represents his state's 1st Congressional District, longtime surgeon at a veterans hospital in his district. He's now a member of the House Veterans Affairs Committee and chairman of its health subcommittee. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.